No more new roads will be built in some national forests, at least for now. A federal appeals court has upheld a ban on development in nearly 60 million acres. The so-called roadless rule was ordered during the Clinton administration. But in May, a federal judge in Idaho suspended the ban in response to a lawsuit by an Indian tribe, logging interests, and snowmobile groups. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered a federal judge in Idaho to lift an injunction blocking the roadless rule, which would have banned any and all road building on 58.5 million acres of national forest last year. Environmentalists who've made protection of the last remaining undeveloped forest a national priority were ecstatic. Neil Lawrence, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, says the 55-page decision couldn't be more clear.
As of today, the roadless rule is once again the law of the land, and we challenge the Bush administration to abide by it and enforce it. And we have an extremely articulate, well-reasoned legal opinion about why it is good law and why the process through which it was adopted was fully adequate under existing law. That's a whole new ballgame for the national forests.
The appeals court decision was applauded by more than a million people who weighed in to support the ban when it was first proposed by the Clinton administration. But it was just that process that was challenged. The injunction, which reversed the ban, was issued by U.S. District Judge Edward Lodge after being petitioned by groups who opposed it. The opponents argued that locking up acreage on the national forest would cause irreparable harm, and they argued that the Clinton administration's public comment process was flawed because people didn't know the full extent of the ban. Stephanie Bales is a spokesperson for the Intermountain Forest Association, a timber industry group based in Idaho that challenged the ban.
We didn't know where the roadless areas were. They still don't have those areas mapped well. And so we couldn't fully determine what the impact would be without seeing really relevant data. That was a problem. It wasn't whether or not the Forest Service held meetings. It was what did you have in your hands to look at.
Bales also raises a new concern that the Forest Service might want to conduct thinning projects in some of the roadless areas to make them more fire resilient. Without roads, that work would be expensive, she says, if it could be done at all. Environmentalists contend that roadless areas don't pose a fire hazard to communities and should be left alone. The Bush administration has somewhat awkwardly tried to stay out of the fray. When the ban was challenged in court, the Bush administration declined to defend a rule it inherited from the Clinton administration, a rule it didn't support. Environmental groups intervened, appealed, and yesterday won. It isn't clear whether the administration will now join the debate. Yesterday's victory was celebrated the loudest in Alaska, where a full fourth of the forest protected by the rule is located. 115 roadless areas have been identified on the Tongass National Forest alone. Jeremy Anderson, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says 30 timber sales that were moving forward in the Tongass will now be halted.
This is really where the rubber meets the road. This is the national forest that has the largest intact roadless areas. It's the one that has the most spectacular areas, and they really need to be protected.
Anderson and other environmentalists fully expect the Bush administration to attempt to undermine the ban in other ways. They point to this week's proposal to speed up environmental reviews to hurry the pace of forest thinning as evidence. And the legal dispute over the roadless rule is far from over. While the injunction has been lifted, the Idaho judge must still decide the underlying case on its merits. Environmentalists say they'll be ready with an appeal if necessary. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.